It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So Miriam is on hold right now. We're talking about this just now. I guess she runs a website, an organization that is pro breastfeeding in public.
Right.
Took a promo picture, her and a bunch of ladies breastfeeding, and posted the picture to Facebook, and it was taken down. Hey, Miriam.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Doing great. So, explain to everybody exactly what happened.
Okay. Well, I run a non-profit organization called Refresh Me, and we were launching our new service for ladies who are unconfident to breastfeed in public. So we just got a load of people together, all went on the beach and did a photo shoot, just feeding our babies. We put this on Facebook because obviously everyone was really proud of the picture, and unfortunately Facebook banned it.
So the picture has you along with 16 other women all holding, each woman is holding their baby. Most of them have the baby up to their breast, feeding.
Yeah.
The water's in the background. You're all sitting on a bunch of rocks. How long did it take for Facebook to take the picture down?
I believe it was up for about 3 days.
Yeah.
We put it on Refresh Me's page, and then they, without any warning, took it down. There was loads and loads of really lovely comments on there, and they just deleted it without any warning.
Miriam, is it because Facebook took it down themselves, or were people flagging this photo as something that contained nudity?
They didn't actually let me know. Facebook was the ones who actually removed it. I do believe that under their guidelines, it does say that if there's a nipple showing and a baby is not actively breastfeeding, that they can, that they will take the picture down.
Because I was just going to say, the first thing that I noticed is one of the women in the very front row, she's sitting there with her daughter on her lap. Her daughter's wearing a red top. And her left breast is, like, fully showing. You can see the nipple. Like, I'm thinking that that's why the picture was taken down.
The whole point of the picture was to show that it's okay to breastfeed in public, regardless of how you want to do it. Obviously, most breastfeeding women are not going to, you know, go out and breastfeed topless. But we were doing that picture to show that, you know, if you wanted to, that that's absolutely fine. Because, you know, this is, we're talking about a non-sexual act of feeding your child. And at that, you know, that picture was taken seconds before her son latched back on. You know, he's a toddler. Like all toddlers, you know, they get distracted by cameras and other people. And, but, you know, in the whole context of the picture, you could, see that we were all breastfeeding our children. Now, Facebook is used by over a billion people, and it needs to be shown that it's okay to breastfeed in public and to have these photos on show, because it's a normal thing to do. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
So, Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5, on the phone right now with Miriam. She is the woman behind an organization based out of the UK that is pro-breastfeeding. They posted a picture, 17 women breastfeeding their children. The picture was taken down by Facebook. So what kind of feedback have you been getting since this story kind of went global, went viral? Like, what are people saying to you?
Most of it has just been absolute support. Most people are saying that, they feel very liberated by the photo, and that, you know, it does prove a point that it's absolutely normal to breastfeed your child. And, you know, a group of women should be able to feel confident to do it anywhere. We've obviously had a few people who've said that, you know, it's inappropriate, but they're the people that we're trying to get the point across to, because that's what, you know, makes women feel scared to breastfeed in public, when you get these people who feel like it's something that should be hidden away.
Now, when you say, you know, women should feel comfortable, which I fully agree with, women should feel comfortable breastfeeding in public, but not like in the way that this picture is showing, right? Like, some of these women are obviously not wearing a shirt at all.
No, we did that. When I arranged the photo shoot, I said to the ladies, and I'm actually one of the women in those photos as well, I said to the ladies, we'll do it however you feel comfortable, showing as much flesh as possible, because we want this to be, you know, this subject to not be taboo anymore. I was actually in the picture topless as well. You know, I did that because it's a scary thing. It's scary to breastfeed in public anyway. And so we wanted to get that feeling back when we were first, you know, when we first gave birth and we first had to go outside and do this. We wanted that feeling back, that absolute fear that you get, that you think you're going to be judged. And once you're actually there doing it, it was absolutely fine.
But I mean, you can still share it like through your website, through Twitter, stuff like that. So it's not like the message is going to be completely lost.
No. But the thing is, and I think this is what's important to get across, is that Facebook is used daily by so many people. And, you know, that does send a message out to the young people in our generation and people all over the world that you know, this isn't normal. And what we want is for Facebook to actually say, if it's in the content of breastfeeding, that it is a normal thing to do.
All right, Miriam, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. It's been great.
Take care.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.